Alright, boys and girls, it's time for the Rabbit Report, so clean out your ears, open your minds, and let's take a trip through the weird world of news.
Well, there's not much I can add to this one. A Belgian man on trial for having sex with dogs claims he did it out of compassion for man's best friend. The 36-year-old told the court he had sex with dogs out of love for animals, since a lot of them can't have sex, especially those locked up in refuges. In Greenwich, Connecticut, a former police officer has been charged with lewd conduct involving a banana. Arthur Bertana, 62, who had been on probation for lewd conduct more than 4 years ago, was arrested Saturday after police said he placed a banana in his pants and flashed people. Bertana would allegedly greet people on the busy street while trying to draw attention to the bulge in his pants, sometimes covering the bulge with a paper bag, only to remove it for dramatic effect. In London, a Robert Downey, who is no relation to the actor of heroin fame, tried to stage a holdup at his local bookmaker's shop using, of course, a banana. Noting the suspicious bend in the so-called weapon, the clerk calmly called the police, and on Wednesday, Downey was jailed for nearly 7 years for attempted robbery. It is important to note that the Chiquita Banana Corporation does not allow for the use of their products in any public display unless the label is in place and prominently visible. In Butte, Montana, a leprechaun apparently concerned with the future of gold robbed a laundromat on St. Patrick's Day. Owner Don Heffington said the man waited until the last customer had left before barging in with a gun. At 5 feet 9 inches, this leprechaun was larger than the traditional type, but still made off with a pint-sized plunder of only $300. Police theorized the robbery might have been motivated by the relatively poor rentals and sales of the leprechaun franchise of movies. So we're asking everybody to do their part by picking up a copy of Leprechaun Back to the Hood. Let's end this senseless violence, folks. Doctors in Moscow have recently performed medical firsts. They surgically removed a man's undersized penis and grafted it to his forearm in an attempt to grow it larger. The penis, which was originally only an inch and a half, has now reached something closer to 7 inches. It's been rumored, however, that the man missed his appointment to have the penis reattached in its proper place and has become something of a shut-in. I wonder why. A man who became a paraplegic at 14 when he dived off a bridge in a New South Wales river was awarded more than $1 million in damages after suing the Roads and Traffic Council. Philip Detterer, now 20, claims the RTA was negligent despite there being signs prohibiting diving because the signs did not say diving was dangerous. Detterer is considering another attack on the electric company next after remembering a time when he was 4 and stuck a fork into an electrical outlet only to receive a shock. According to the Daily Mirror, actor Val Kilmer, while dining in London with Quentin Tarantino and Kevin Spacey, took a break from his personal time at the urinals to exchange in some filmic banter with the stranger next to him. The man, who remains unnamed, reportedly told Kilmer, "You can be my wingman anytime," while the two stood side by side taking care of business in the restroom. Ever the good-humored, Kilmer responded by saying, "No, man, you can be mine." The man did tell local papers that Iceman's aim has gone downhill since Top Gun, and you can expect to see a pair of pea-soaked patent leathers up for bid on eBay very soon. In Indiana, a local pet shop owner says a turtle that was the only animal to survive an October fire has developed an image of Satan's face on its shell. Investigators could not determine the cause of the fire, which destroyed the pet shop and several other businesses. However, they have concluded, after closer examination, that the image on the turtle's shell is not Satan, but in fact that of former Attorney General Janet Reno. And now for the eye on health. In the UK, a man who helped raise money to build a local pool and fitness center died just moments after becoming its very first customer. Peter Crispin, who was instrumental in the construction of the center, collapsed of heart failure while using a treadmill. Crispin was rushed to a nearby hospital where he died at the age of 62. While back in the US, George Lober celebrated his 99th birthday at Hooters last week. Lober, affectionately known as Poppy, has celebrated his last 7 birthdays at the restaurant surrounded by women in low-cut tank tops and short shorts. Poppy's secret to long life, he says, is drinking in moderation and limiting one's number of wild girly parties. The man already has plans in the works for the big 100 next year. I think the implications are pretty clear on this one. And that is the Rabbit Report. If you want to get the report to use on your show, come check out Down the Rabbit Hole at www.dtrh.net.